With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and Israel have launched a major attack on Iran, President Trump calling the Iranian public to seize control of your destiny and rise up against the Islamic leadership that has ruled the nation since 1979. Here's BBC's Joe Inwood.
Huge plumes of smoke could be seen rising into the sky over central Tehran. There are reports of loud explosions and fighter jets can be heard overhead. Explosions have also been reported in the holy city of Homs, Hammamshah in the west, and Isfahan. This was the result of what Israel's defense minister said was a preemptive attack against threats to his country.
More details from correspondent George Williams.
Witnesses in Tehran have reported a blast near the offices of Iran's leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iranian state TVs reported explosions as Iran has shut down its airspace with more munitions hitting the capital. In Israel, siren warnings have also sounded as its military has issued a public alert about possible incoming missiles from Iran. The U.S. is participating, according to an American official, and a person who's familiar with the operation, speaking on condition of anonymity. Iran has warned it could target U.S. personnel and bases in the region as retaliation. George Williams, Washington.
Public policy expert Matthew Continetti believes President Trump's State of the Union address was a resounding success this week.
I think he reset the political conversation. He wove these stories of patriotism into the speech in such a kind of dramatic and captivating way that Democrats didn't know what to do. And then in that very important moment when he asked Congress to stand up if they believed that the government's primary responsibility was protecting American citizens, not illegal aliens, the Democrats sat down.
Connelly made his comments to the Salem Radio Network this week. More of these stories at srnnews.com. The new poll charts faith and education.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. The survey also finds that 44% of Muslims have a degree, as do 40% of mainline Protestants. Only 29% of evangelical Protestants have a bachelor's, along with 24% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
Support for capital punishment remains fairly strong in the U.S., even though nearly half of the states have outlawed it. According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering someone. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment, as do 71% of white mainline Protestants. This is SRN News. Elon Musk shut down unauthorized Russian access to Starlink in early February at Ukraine's request, causing a sharp drop in the number and accuracy of Russian attacks.
The move created battlefield confusion among Russian forces, enabled Ukrainian cyber operations to exploit the disruption, and left Russia scrambling for less effective communication alternatives. Ukraine's defense minister had appealed directly to Musk, leading to a whitelist for Ukrainian terminals and denial of service to Russian units.
That is Keith Peters reporting. Russian soldiers reported a total loss of internet connectivity, leading to reduced offensive capability and, in some areas, retreats. Ukrainian volunteers with a group Inform Napalm used the chaos to run phishing operations, identifying more than 2,400 Russian Starlink terminals and targeting them with artillery and drones. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.